Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 96. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with your host, Jacob Ayers. Hey, I want to take a second and genuinely thank you for tuning in to this many episodes. You are a true action taker, and the fact that you are tuning in today proves that you are on a path to success by educating yourself, learning, and gaining this knowledge. But enough of that, let's jump into today's Friday Fundamental. Now, with listeners from over 35 different nations, I bring to you this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. This week's Friday Fundamental is the five pillars of real estate. Now, getting started investing in real estate can be a mental challenge for some. There are people who know they want to invest in real estate, but get caught up in the weeds looking at only one page of the entire book. So with that, today we're going to paint a full picture of how real estate investing can benefit you and provide you with some points to focus on. Real estate investing checks many boxes. Previous guest Keith Weinhold breaks down the five ways real estate can pay you. These are cash flow, appreciation, principal paydown, tax benefits, and lastly, hedging against inflation. By now, we all understand at least most of these. Cash flow is simply the money you're left over every month after collecting rents and paying all of the property's expenses. Appreciation is the increase in value of real estate due to rising prices, inflation, supply and demand, and a number of other factors. Principal paydown is when a tenant pays rent, they're actually paying your mortgage for you. Part of this mortgage is the principal loan balance. Every month, the tenant pays your debt for you. The tax benefits of real estate are an often overlooked benefit. The IRS allows you to depreciate your asset over its lifespan, therefore giving you a phantom deduction. We've had Tom Wheelwright on the show to explain a little bit about that, and we look forward to bringing him back on in the future to elaborate on this, as he is such a wonderful CPA and brings a ton of enthusiasm. So we'll save a little bit of that tax talk for a future episode. And lastly, inflation. Inflation erodes the purchasing power of your dollar. Think back to 10 years ago. Let's say you could buy a movie ticket for $5. Today, a ticket to that same movie theater might be $9. Inflation has the same effect on your long-term mortgage. That $500 mortgage payment today, which you have locked in for a 30-year period, will become much easier to pay in 5, 10, 15, or 30 years. Combine that fixed rate mortgage with increasing rents over time, and you can start to see why locking in long-term fixed rate debt protects you from inflation. It's important to figure out which of these five pillars are the most important to you. Do you want to replace your earned income with passive income in the near future? If so, then investing for cash flow would make the most sense. Perhaps you just want to diversify your retirement savings. Then investing in historically appreciating markets with good job growth projections and population immigration might be the route you should take. If investing for tax benefits is important to you, then buying real estate at your favorite vacation destination might be advantageous to you, as your vacation could become partly tax deductible. This is another strategy CPA Tom Wheelwright discusses, and we'll try to bring him back on the show in the future to touch on a couple of these tax benefits for us. Beginning and seasoned real estate investors alike can get caught up looking at only one aspect of real estate investing. Perhaps this to them is appreciation or cash flow. Understand all of the ways in which you can financially gain from investing in real estate. Make the most of these five financial foundations and you'll be well on your way to wealth and financial freedom. That wraps up this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. I really hope you're getting value from these shows. If so, let me know what you think. Reach out to me, provide any comments, suggestions, or just drop me a line and say hi. For more information and resources, or to connect with me, visit www.jacobayers.com. Till next time, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.